It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You want let's do a couple of dads, a couple of old friends?
Let's go.
Talking nothing?
Couple of old dads.
Rhett and Link.
Let's do it.
The new Isaac and Suk. What was I going to tell you?
I don't know.
Beaver's only down 6.
Hey, my 11's looking pretty good.
The UFL did play.
Oh.
I am also told by my sources that Ken Whisenhunt has returned to the Showboats.
His leave of absence is over. That is the more you know right there.
He did miss the opener, and they did lose, so they needed his witty tutelage.
His wise ways.
Yeah, they lost to the Panthers, 26-12.
The Panthers.
That's right. Mm. So they're 0-1. Got to dig out of a hole.
However will they...
With the Wiznator back.
8 games? 10 games?
I don't know, dude. You're lucky I knew that.
You could literally tell me any lie about the UFL, and I'd probably be like, that sounds about right.
They play 30 games.
Does seem a bit much, but why not?
So, it is April Fool's Day. It was. I have to report to you that Buck was fooled by 7:30 this morning.
Buck got ball sacked again?
Yeah.
Well, that's debatable.
No, he did.
No.
You got ball sacked. But you got ball sacked knowing you were getting ball sacked.
Yeah, that's right.
But sort of ignoring the fact that you were getting ball sacked.
Do you secretly want to be sacked?
I think he likes being sacked.
So the first thing I saw was the bogus Tiger Woods dealio, and maybe you're going to get to that. But somebody took the bait on the Tiger Woods thing, and I'm like, well, that's dumb. And then right below it, I saw a tweet that was from the previous day. It said it was from, like, this was like 7 a.m., and it said it was 9 hours ago. I'm like, well, that wasn't even April Fool's Day. And it was that Hunter Dickinson was getting another season in college.
Yeah, which he's not.
No. Now, the Tiger Woods one, if you don't know, Tiger put out, who knew Tiger's out there doing
this? He's so zany. So zany, that Tiger.
He's just Mr. Personality. You know, he tore his Achilles, and he put out a tweet saying that he was going to play in the Masters.
Yeah.
That, you know.
He's recovered.
He's recovered. And then he was like, PSA for my Achilles is so nice. Again, I stand by my statement. There's only been one good April Fool's of all time, and it was 40 years ago today, and that was Sid Finch. Look it up in SI. That's the only good April Fool's.
The April Fool's thing, I don't know whether we've just become more, I don't know, maybe we're evolving as a species that we know what's funny and what isn't better now. But April Fool's jokes are not funny. I think they used to be.
Did they? Is this like back in the day when you used to wave ships goodbye? Because that was a thing. Or that you would go out and like kick a can down the road. Like,
you run up a stick and a tire.
Exactly. The amount of things, maybe a tree swing, the amount of things that used to be considered entertaining, we didn't have a lot of options.
Yeah.
But I do think we've evolved now.
It's a bit like TV when you had three channels.
Yes.
April Fool's jokes was like, it's all we knew. It's like, that's funny. But now they're so stupid, there's no upside to them.
No.
So everyone hates April Fool's Day now.
Yeah. And
because it's not funny.
And no one does them well.
It's annoying.
Yeah. You just seem
like. Well, I mean, Tiger did it about as well as you could do it because I was watching, I flip on the Golf Channel.
Yeah.
And they were on there. There we go. Tiger had me for about 7 seconds. You know.
So crowd loves it.
Do you flip on the Golf Channel in the morning?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All the time.
Wow.
See what they're talking about on there. It was all about the amateur girls.
Oh,
that's because it's the the Masters. The week before the Masters, I don't know if you know this.
I do.
But the week before the Masters, they play the girls amateur.
That I didn't know. I know it's the week before the Masters.
It's at Augusta National, bro.
Oh.
It's a big deal.
I still don't care. So
it's a big deal.
By the way, the UFL team is playing a robust 10-game schedule this year.
Hey, look at that. And now are they all in the one stadium still, or are they actually?
No, there's. It looks like they're rotating. Two or three sites. I see.
Man, that UFL is growing.
DC. Well, no, it looks like they all have their own.
Oh, all right,
San Antonio, Memphis, DC, Arlington, St. Louis,
so
Birmingham.
Exciting. So exciting. The Battle Hawks. That's my team.
Yeah, they won big. If you were a fan, you'd know that.
Yeah.
But clearly you're not.
No. Oh, more of a Battle Hawks poser.
The other really funny one. Well, I think that's the point of April Fool's jokes is that even when you do them right, they're not funny.
No.
And people are just annoyed by them.
Yeah.
Because then there's like, oh. Like somebody probably fell for the Tiger Woods thing. They don't know anything about Achilles.
Sure.
And they're just like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And now they're pissed off.
So what did Buck get ball sacked on?
Well, his was the Hunter Dickinson.
Hunter Dickinson got another year.
Yeah, and he did not.
Which
get
in
it.
Today's NCAA is he, not the most.
Did he forward it on to you?
Yes. That's right. He's like, look at this. I'm like, dude, it's 7:30 in the morning on April Fool's Day, and you still don't know it's an April Fool's joke.
I said it was more than 7 hours ago. So it was yesterday's tweet, and I therefore thought it might be real.
The gullibility of Buck. You know what? I'm a little envious that Buck lives in a world, because I always say introduce more whimsy in your life. It's going to make your life better. I enjoy that Buck has an open mind that it's like with AI Brian Ferentz or whatever. Like, we want it to be true, and therefore it is. So in Buck's world, Cream Steed Roper is a college baseball player, and that's a better world. The world is better if that's real, and I like that in Buck's
maybe
world.
Time to grab a hold of your little stepladders and go ahead and climb out of my ass for a while.
Climb out of his ass.
Yes, that makes it a better world. So, Buck, I am jealous of you.
That's right. I bring the whimsy.
You do. It's great.
Yeah, the other one was Arizona State tweeted out a picture of their new maroon field.
Oh, I can see that.
And again, it's not going to be a maroon field.
But
it's April Fool's Day. Yeah.
Did it look kind of cool?
Yeah, actually, it kind of did.
Oh. Can I? Yeah, I just
it's
looked
not bad.
At this. Hey, ASU.
Do that.
Don't. That looks. No.
Dude, that's way better.
Way better.
But ASU needs a gimmick because it's ASU, and that's actually not a bad look.
No, it doesn't look bad, but every time you watch a game on those colored fields, it's not good. Mm. I mean, Boise, not good.
Makes me feel uncomfortable when you use the word colored.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Like, the moment you said that, and I know in no way was there a bad connotation to that, but I had an immediate.
Yeah,
I'll probably have to join a white supremacist gang.
I'm not even going to joke about it.
No. I think it looks pretty good. And by the way, who knew that's Mountain America Stadium now?
Well, Eastern Washington has the red field.
Yeah.
Also dumb.
Yeah.
So let's not do
that. Well, that's bright red. That burns my retina. Yeah. And Coastal Carolina, the
Chanticleers.
Chanticleers, right? Yeah, they've got the teal.
The Michael Strahan Gap The tooth gap.
That was pretty good.
That was
good.
An April Fool's joke.
I'll give Strahan some credit because April Fool's jokes are inherently stupid and there's no good ones. That is the best of the worst.
And then somebody else said Google left-handed Whopper.
I do remember that, the Burger King. Yeah, I think I remember something about that.
So, I mean, you know, even when you do it well, it's like, but it's never, I don't know.
Well, we're not allowed.
I think we're all over April Fool's.
And we get like an update from the company every year, like a warning, because you're not allowed to do that on radio.
Yeah, in a stunning turn of events, the No Fun Police email us.
Yes.
And say, you can't have fun on the radio.
Didn't stop me, now did it.
No, it sure did not.
One of them got me like 10 years ago, too. Was
an Odyssey station.
Former Auburn running back Michael Dyer came out and said his knee was down in the national championship game. And I was like, that son of a bitch! And then my buddies are like, dude, he didn't say that.
Freaking, so you can't believe anything for a day.
Yeah.
Basically.
Pretty much.
Because I saw that Peter Schrager of NFL Network was going to ESPN.
But that was yesterday's news, which I thought Hunter Dickinson's was.
I didn't see it yesterday. I just saw it today. So it's hitting my timeline. I'm like, well, that's got to be an April Fool's joke. He's not leaving. Well, then you dig into it a little further. He did leave.
He did leave.
He's going to ESPN.
Well, God forbid. And I'm like being dead serious about this. Imagine if on April 1st, I can't even say it. Like, imagine if someone was a major figure.
Well, what about this? What if Luka got traded on April 1st?
No. I'm saying, like, what if a major figure in the world got assassinated?
What?
On April 1st. Like, you woke, or a 9/11 thing. Ooh. What if you woke up and a major metropolitan area had a plane or, like, someone had set off a bomb in the middle of the city on April 1st? How long, you know, before a handful of people are like, horse crap, April Fools, there'd be some uncomfortable moments. Nothing bad should ever happen on April 1st because half the people won't believe it because it's April 1st. Especially with the way like Twitter and social media works. It would take you a while.
Yeah. Well, tomorrow we'll be back to normal. Mm. But for now, you can't believe anything.
Be wary.
Still waiting. Yeah, right. I'm waiting for the next
Especially
one.
If it comes from Buck. That's no right. offense, but anytime Buck sends you something or has a report, just understand. Slowly back away, maybe work a Google.
That's right.
Let's get to some NFL rules votes. Pretty hot.
A lot of tush.
Pretty hot.
Hot tush talk.
Next on.
What does it take to improve maternal health for everyone? It takes a new model of care for mothers and babies. It takes deeper connections in patients' communities and comprehensive care before pregnancy and far beyond. It takes Philadelphia's only hospital exclusively dedicated to women and families to reinvent maternal health care and improve outcomes for all women. It takes Temple Health.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
The fan.
The Oregon State Beavers do not have a player that is averaging double digits this season.
Yeah, their top three scorers are out.
Yeah,
they're transferred.
From what I can tell, their leading scorer that started this game is a robust 7 points and 3.2 rebounds per game.
Yeah.
That's Josiah Lake.
That's why the spread went from 1 to 5.
Yeah. They have a guy, Joanna Munch, or Johan, probably Munch, and he is averaging 1.1 points and 0.6 rebounds, and he is starting in this game.
They have a guy named Joanna?
Johan. He's from Copenhagen, Denmark. It's insane, but I like to make fun of the Danes because, you know, screw you, Danes.
A lot of April Fool's jokes.
That is not an April Fool's joke, by the way. That is their
story. No, that's real.
That's real.
Yeah. And they're still holding tough with UCF.
In this
they must suck.
Vicious cockfight. Well,
although they lost seven guys, too. They lost their top score. I know that.
Let's look up and see what... what's sort of... Oh, no. The first guy I clicked on is averaging 10.5 a game.
Yeah.
So clearly, Central Florida has a leg up in this.
Boy, there's a guy who said he had to put his dog down today.
Oh, and, God.
Literally, people are responding as if it's an April Fool's joke.
Yeah, that's no good.
Yeah. When I was a kid, I once pounded on the bathroom door, told my sister the house was on fire while she was on the throne.
What?
She made it out the front door before she realized she'd been had.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Mom loved it.
Really?
PTI did an April Fool's joke one year that was pretty good. Then they did it the next year. It was less funny. Then they did it the next year again.
Mm.
And that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
Enough.
Just pranks in general. Because that's now the whole YouTube thing and, like, you know, there's the entire, like, Instagram pages dedicated to pranks.
Yeah, gotcha bits. They're and big
some,
right now.
And some of those, you do those to people, you're going to get yourself shot or get your ass beat, and you deserve it. You're, like, going up to strangers. Like, there was one I saw where they were literally going up to people at ATMs and, like, grabbing them from behind. Dude, you're at an ATM and someone grabs me around the neck, I promise you, there is a fight coming. And then it's like, whoa, 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 bro, it's a prank. No, you're getting your ass kicked. And if you're unlucky, the person at the ATM has a gun and you're getting shot.
Someone else said they got a hole-in-one on April 1st.
Oh, no one.
Clubhouse told me I was a liar in spite of witnesses. Despite witnesses.
Yeah.
April Fool's is only good when you semi-prank your kids. Maybe put food coloring in the milk or water. I don't know. Play a harmless joke on them. Mm. Says one of our texters.
The only thing I can ever remember pranking one of my kids, and to this day she gets pissed at me for it, is I don't even remember why I did it. I remember when my daughter was like 14 or 15, my oldest now, probably because she was just being nasty. I went into her room and I started being really pissed and was like, you just weren't going to tell me? And she was like, what? I'm like, you're seriously pulling this crap right now. You weren't going to tell me. And I really laid it on thick. And then I started getting mad and yelling. I'm like, you better effing come clean right now. I'm like, I am. And she started freaking out and was like, I don't know what you're talking about. And then she started crying. And I was like, oh, I was just kidding.
God. Jesus. Dad?
My son is an idiot.
It's the only thing. I think that's the only time I ever, quote, pranked one of my kids. And it wasn't on April Fool's. And there was a... I wish I could remember why. There was a specific reason why I did it.
You were probably trying to get her to actually fess to something you didn't know about.
No.
What if she started crying? She'd be like, oh, you're right, I'm pregnant.
That's the fear, is that I didn't think about it. I think it was she had done something that like pissed off my wife. And I don't know, my wife was like, you got to get her back. And I wish I could remember why. I'll have to text her. But it was, I actually felt bad as the bit was going on because it went on for like 45 seconds. And then when the tears started, then I was like, oh crap. I had to come.
God. I had to come clean. 13 years ago, I was bedside watching my grandpa take his last breath on April 1st. I was convinced it was an elaborate and expensive prank.
Oh.
Breaking news, he's still super dead. That from Dicker.
Boy, you want to talk about the worst prank of all time? And like your grandpa just pops up. I was like, ah!
Would you respect it? The no, lengths?
Well,
the yeah, lengths?
Yeah, I would respect the length, but at the same time, yeah, that's...
When I was a kid,
someone's dead?
I thought the whole point of April Fool's was just to get someone to believe something that wasn't true. So when I was in like third or fourth grade, I called my dad at work and told him that our dog died. And then he's like, what? And I'm like, April Fool's! And he's like, that's not funny.
Yeah, I think you've told us that before. Yeah,
I think I told you last year.
You
on
were
April
just
Fools.
Learning. Yeah, you were learning your ways as a youth.
Yeah.
How to prank. But Deal's right. It's like pranks turn into hate crimes pretty easily right now.
Yes.
There's like a fine line there.
Yes, there. Which is why you just don't do it.
It was a goof.
Maybe that's good. Society is maybe we're evolving in a way that
we're not.
We're evolving past
we're
prank.
Not.
We're learning that
we're not.
Just stop pranking.
There was one.
Stop doing bits.
Last year, there was a group, I think it was over in England, but it was a group of like teenagers that would open people's front doors and then walk into their homes and not leave. They'd be like, oh, we're here for, you know, the party or whatever. And they'd be, of course, be filming it. And the people like, get out of my house. And they're like, what are you talking? And they wouldn't leave. And like, we're not evolving. If anything, we're devolving. We're getting worse and worse and worse. Maybe the general society has learned that these things are dumb, but as long as people are, quote, creating content, we're getting worse.
All right, let's get to, that was our segment on NFL rules votes.
Oh, yeah. The tush push is not going to be banned.
Yeah!
Not yet. It's not. Not yet. A lot of rules talk coming up next on The Fan.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Start your new career with H&K Group Incorporated. H&K Group wants to offer you the opportunity to be part of the industry leader. 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. Visit hkgroup.com and apply today. H&K Group does not discriminate. Experience more with H&K.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.